Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tiffany. I am the floor supervisor. How can I help you?
I think I talked with you a while back, Tiffany. I've been on the phone with your company for exactly 49 minutes now. I just want a refund by now. I can't do this anymore. I can't find the coupon in my emails, and I just need a refund from all of this.
Okay, what's your first name and your last email so I can locate the account, please?
Michelle Andrews. And it's the account has been canceled because of all of this mess of not being able to get the coupon code and not being able to find anything that's going to be the right size, and it was supposed to be used and then canceled, or used and then not used, and then there was no tracking number, and then it was put back on my account and then it wasn't. And every time I call, I get somebody different. And yesterday, the girl told me she was gonna put the card or code number on my account. Wait 24 hours, it's not there. The girl
okay, so
I talked to about five times. I don't know.
I understand, man. I'm so sorry about that, the misunderstanding. Let me pull up the account here so I can look and see exactly what's going on and where the miscommunication is going, so I can be able to assist you. Just for security of the account, can you verify me your address, please?
203 Larchwood Lane, North Aurora, Illinois, 60542.
Okay, thank you so much, ma'am. So it looks like this order was placed with us on December the 17th. You ordered it 2 for $24, which is a promotion offer where we send you a $100 gift code
to purchase.
Know.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Which I never.
You said that you never received a gift code?
No, right. I'm going to start from the beginning.
Well, no, you don't have to start from the beginning. If you didn't receive the gift code, I have the gift code in front of me. I can provide you with the gift code. That's no problem.
I know. It's been provided so many different times, and I tried to use it. It didn't work because I ended up getting a note or an email saying, thank you for your order. Your order has been shipped. It's been delivered. And I went, what order? What order? I never could find anything on your site that seemed to work, because I could never figure out what was there. It was hard enough to find the site to figure out what you had. The descriptions were bad. I weigh 157 pounds. I'm 5 foot. Four, and your stuff says I would need a triple X to fit me. And some of it says I need a large. Some of it says I need a triple X. Some of them says I need double X.
Okay, ma'am, did you look it up? We have a sizing chart. If you're saying that,
I know. Those sizing charts are all different. So every time I went back to see what I needed, I was like, I spent hours trying to put together an order. Finally, I put together an order, and then it says I had 9 cents on there. I was like, what? So then I started all over again. They said, okay, we'll give you another coupon code. Then I couldn't find it. It's not there. She said yesterday, she said, put it on, wait 24 hours. It's not there. Now you say there is one. Yesterday she offered me a refund, and I said, I'd really like to try the stuff. So she said, she put it back in my email. Can I just have a refund? I don't even want to try this anymore.
Okay, well, let me just make sure I'm understanding, ma'am. It looks like it looks like you already placed the order. You received leggings.
No, I did not. I did not. I even tried trying to track the so-called tracking number, that there was one, and even the FedEx said there was no such number. There was so.
It's not.
No,
it's not shipped through FedEx. It's shipped through, well, because the leggings are coming
whatever the tracker was. They said there was no such order. It was.
Well,
not
if you
shipped,
went through
FedEx, was nothing.
Okay, Ms. Andrews, I understand, ma'am. I'm just trying to figure out exactly what's going on. I'm just explaining to you. We don't track through FedEx. So, of course, they're going to tell you that the tracking information is not valid because it's not who we normally track through.
All right, whatever it said. It's been so long ago. It just said, track your order. I said, oh, fine, I'll track your order. I followed the instructions. I used the number that gave me. And it said there was nothing there. There was no package. Nothing was
delivered.
Well,
look at here at the gift card code. I'm sure that the gift card code has been used.
When I called you back and I told you that, then someone on your end said, no, you're right. It hasn't been used. There's nothing wrong with it. And then they reissued it. If you could go the next step and look at that, and it says it was.
What did they reissue? A different code to you?
I don't know. I never got it. I'm looking right at my email and saying, and the only thing I got was a cancellation because I said, you know, just forget it. It's not worth the headache. Because every time I talk to somebody different from your company, I get a different story.
Okay, so let me I'm just looking over the notes here that we have on file. Just allow me one moment, please, ma'am.
Yes, please. You have to go way back and start over because I've talked to so many different people with different stories. And
just allow me one moment, ma'am. Thank you so much for holding. I do appreciate
That's
your
fine.
Patience.
Thank you. It's just that I've been on this phone call with you for almost an hour now.
All right, ma'am. So we'll just make sure I'm going over the information we have here. I just need to ask some questions. So when you received the call the first time, you mentioned to me that you went to the website to look for leggings. And you said that you never found anything that was your choice. So what happened?
The first time they said they sent it, I did not get it.
Part. What I'm asking is when you mentioned to me earlier, you said you went to the website, you were looking to find two pairs, but you said you wasn't able to find anything, but then you got a notice stating that you have placed the order, right?
Yeah,
what you were stating.
Yeah, I got it. I got a email.
Okay.
Saying, thank you for your order. And I went, where did that come from?
Right. So you got an order for that. And then you also mentioned that you received a confirmation email with the tracking number. But when you said when you tried to track it through FedEx, they told you it was nothing that was available.
Or track it wherever they said to track the order. It was an email with a tracking number, and I followed it, and there was nothing there. I said, how could I track something that wasn't there? They asked me if I could track. I wanted to track it. I said, fine, I'll track it. And then
do you have that tracking number that's available, ma'am, that they sent to you?
Let's see if I can find it.
If you have your email up.
I'm looking. Where'd it go? I even had it printed out. Now I can't find it. Got such a headache from being on the phone for so long. All right, I've got the last email I got from you. Where is it? I've got 15,000 emails in here. Literally, I can't.
Well,
find
just to make it easier,
anything.
if you have a search bar, your email,
Yeah, I'm
you can
looking.
definitely just type in Elite 14 and it'll pull up all the emails that Elite 14 ever shipped out to you, ma'am.
Unfortunately, I've tried to clean up emails.
Okay, well, this is what I'm going to do, Ms. Andrews. Just due to the misunderstanding, I do apologize that did happen. I mean, you didn't have to go through all that to regarding this order. I'm not for sure why you didn't receive anything just based off the investigation I have done. I'm sure that the code was used. We did send that email showing that you did place the order and a tracking number. And I just wanted to get that tracking number to see exactly what happened to the leggings because it shows that the order was placed. It shows that the gift card was actually used. I don't
Do
know
you
if you
even know what the order was. I mean, I don't have
I just know it's for two pair of leggings. I don't have the style of the leggings, what was shows, but it was for two pair of leggings that shows here that the order was placed for is what I'm showing here.
I wish I knew where they went. I wish I knew who did that because there's no way. I mean, there's no way I would have even done that because I don't.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and refund back the $29 or $28.99 that was billed, ma'am. You should receive that refund back within 3 to 5 business days, and your account with us is canceled. Okay?
Thank you.
No problem at all, Ms. Andrews. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No. Thank you.
And I do apologize again, ma'am. You had to go through all that again.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in to Elite 14 VIP. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
Do you know what?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you know where that refund will go to? I don't even know where I charged it on.
The refund will go back to your Visa card, ending in 7174.
7174.
Mm-hmm. And I also sent you an email as well.
Thank you. I will look for that right now. Thank you.
Okay, no problem, ma'am.
Thank
you have
you
a great day.
Much.
Thank you so much for
Thank
calling
you.
Nancy, Elite 14 VIP.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye.